top right now. What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
If you love being in a girl group, this is totally for you.
Some people call us overwhelming.
Yeah. Love it or leave it, we don't care. No, but we want you here.
Welcome to You Can Sip With Us. I'm Colleen.
I'm Ashley. It's freaking November.
What?
It's November. Well, it's also election day, but we're going to keep it light here on this podcast.
Yeah, this is where we want you to come today to not stress about the election. If you're one that's stressed or not overthink things, this is a podcast today to just take your mind off stuff.
Yeah. We're that just going to be fucking around and finding out.
What's your election night plans?
I don't know. I'm actually kind of excited to, I don't know why. This is how you know that you're old.
Okay.
Because I remember when you were little, I don't know how your parent, my mom was always very into the election, right? So it was on, it was a big deal, dinner around the TV, watching it all unfold. And my mom, like me, is outspoken and has opinions. And so I was very, you know, she knew who she wanted to win. She knew who she didn't and whatever. But I'm at the age now where I'm actually kind of excited to watch it all happen. It's like, but what will probably happen is we won't know that night.
No, we won't know.
Usually, I feel like way back when, it wasn't as tight or so. I don't know. I feel like we would mostly find out night of.
Yeah, or there would be an acceptance speech or in the event of a landslide victory. Like I remember with a year that John McCain and Sarah Palin lost was a landslide and we saw he had a concession
speech. Who'd they lose
to? Obama.
Oh, well, fuck. That guy's, not everyone likes him, which is crazy to me because I love Obama.
And that was a night where I remember, it was later, but John McCain had given a very... good, amazing. I just remember thinking like, man, what a guy he is.
And then the next one that we really saw, Obama beat, I don't know who he ran against. But anyway, the next concession speech I really remember, who did Obama beat in the second one?
Mitt Romney.
He did defeat Mitt Romney. Okay.
Paul Ryan.
Okay. Oh, I don't remember that guy's name at all. Wow. Okay. Yeah. So that was probably an eloquent speech. I don't know. But we've moved into this like just nastyville. I'm sure Kamala will give a great, and I'm not trying to be one-sided. I'm sure Kamala will give a great acceptance speech because she's very much a politician, you know, whereas Donald Trump kind of beats to his own drum. He doesn't follow the political rules, which is why I think a lot of people like him. Anyway, I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah.
To just like, I don't know. It's a big deal. It's a very big deal. So we'll probably just, I mean, I'm dreading what goes on outside of my house, like out in the world. I want to stay off social media. I won't, you know, but as for me in my home, we'll be enjoying ourselves. I think watching it regardless. I mean,
make a nice, I always feel like when there's a night like this.
Yeah. Historic.
I think food. I think what can we do to make it feel like
monumental?
Something special.
Something, yes.
We got something going food-wise that feels fun.
Yeah.
Some snackies. Get the American flags out for the kids.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Help them feel like this is, you know, it's cool. In America. We get to vote. We get to decide.
It's very cool.
Our voice matters. This theme for the kids, I think, is important, you know?
Mm-hmm. I wonder what I'll watch. Because what I've been realizing more and more, and here we are saying we're going to keep it light and then we're talking about politics. But
here we are.
Here we are.
We never do what we say we're going to do. Let's just talk for an hour about politics.
That's all. Yeah. Let's get real deep in the ditches. But what I'm realizing more and more and more. So I accidentally, like a silly goose, talked about politics on social media this week and lesson learned. I just don't have the energy for that. It's so, everything is so intense. But what is very clear to me is we are all highly biased by what we consume.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody is really ever telling the truth. Even neutral parties, I feel like I follow neutral accounts and even they, you can see, are like leaning one way or the other. Sometimes, you know, maybe they have some neutral posts. But anyway, so I wonder what I should even watch. Like, where do you get the more neutral, like some people were messaging me this week because I was talking about what I was thinking. I had a couple of people like, well, you should watch Fox News as if I'm going like, you know what I mean? I'm like, for what? Just another completely, right? Like It's all crazily biased.
Do you know what I do?
What do you do?
I accept the bias.
Yes.
Because there's, and so then I just try and get equal extremism. So what I do on election night is I do CNN and Fox. And it's fascinating.
And flop back and forth.
Because the spin on the similar scenario. And it's actually, to me, that is really entertaining.
Very.
And I quite enjoy it because the angles that they're taking, like to like see that. And I find that to be interesting and entertaining. And then,
and I also think it's important for us to see that.
Yeah. And then sometimes they're actually aligned and I'm like, oh, well, this is kind of cool that this must be something then that, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
So, so I find that to be a nice way to do it.
Yeah.
I enjoy getting
I think that's a good I'll make that my
angles
plan.
That are not necessarily mine to balance things out.
Agree. And you know what it was part of, and we've talked about it before, but the social dilemma, I think that came out in 2020, that documentary about social media and where you really learn about the echo chamber and how you are, they're tracking your eyeballs to see your engagement. And then they start feeding you what they think is going to keep you on the app for longer. So then you get more and more things that confirm your thoughts.
Yes.
And before you know it, you think that there's only one way to think and it's all being fed to you. But then there's that's why. So one thing I will say, it was exhausting to go through DMs this week and open myself up like that. But it was very fascinating to kind of, I was surprised. I have very split followers. Like,
yeah.
There's a lot of but a lot of people were really respectful. You know, they're like, yeah, we don't vote the same way, but I still am here to support you. And that's what we need. More people like that, right? I feel like that are not just going to crucify you. And so watching, like getting outside of the echo chamber has been really fascinating. It's actually, and I know that this is going to piss a lot of people off because it is such a hotly contested thing, but it has been really interesting for my brain to look for and seek out good things about Donald Trump. Because what I am fed on social media is not that, but there are so many DMs with people. And I don't think all of these people are psycho. There's just no way that half of the population is complete psycho, ignorant psychopaths. I just don't believe that. And maybe that's just for my own peace. But it's been really cool for my brain to be like, oh, okay, well, maybe there is some, and it's also been good for I didn't vote for him, right? But if he wins, for me to not be like, oh my God, the world's imploding. It's good for me to see the other side because other people are they're very afraid of Kamala winning.
Oh, and so it's equally as...
It's terrifying for both sides. And I like that for my brain because the world is not ending, no matter how this goes. There's a lot at stake. You got to vote. I don't know if you're listening to this in the AM. Get to the ballot box, drop it off. You got to vote. I have a question for you. Do you have to fill out every bubble on the ballot? Or can you just fill out what you know?
Well, that's a question.
Because I left a couple.
I just always fill. I never read the rules, but I always fill every bubble out.
I didn't want to fill out bubbles if I didn't know. Like there was like 75 judges on the ballot for Arizona. I'm like, I don't know who any of these people are. I don't know if they should stay or go. You know, I did some research, but there was a couple of things that I could not find the answer to.
It's not illegal to leave something blank, to have blank spaces.
Okay. So you can, they'll still accept your ballot.
And they have to count them even if there's fields that are blank.
Okay.
Issues that are blank.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to vote on as much as I could, but I also didn't want to vote if I didn't know what I was voting, you know?
Yep.
So anyway.
Happy election day to all of you.
Happy election day. And we will be okay.
We love
get
you
through it, no matter
and,
what.
And okay, ding 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 ding.
Oh,
but hey, if you're not okay, have we got the best partner for you right now? BetterHelp. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Take a moment and say thank you to someone in your life, including your therapist, if that's someone you'd like to shout out. This is the month of being thankful. We were just talking about gratitude, weren't we?
Last
week.
Always.
And grounding ourselves in that.
Yes, and, yes. Grounding.
Yeah, but there is another person that we don't get to thank enough, which is ourselves. And it's sometimes hard to remind ourselves that we are trying our best to make sense of everything. And in this crazy world, it isn't easy. Okay. And one of the things you can do to take extra good care of yourself is prioritize yourself and finally get to booking that appointment for therapy. I personally have learned so many positive coping skills about my relationship, setting boundaries, empowering myself to be the best version of myself in this world, and to help process things in my life that I might not have slowed down to take enough time to process. And that is so beyond helpful with someone who knows what they're doing, a therapist. Okay. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. You just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Let the gratitude flow with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/sip today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/sip.
Okie doke. Let's.
What do we have on the docket?
Faves. Share some of our faves. Do you want to share?
Let's share some
first?
Of our faves. I've got a couple. I don't have a lot of slam dunks here for you guys, but I have a favorite thing that I sipped. And I've talked about this girl before. It's a family that we just love. We did Halloween with them. And
We need to talk about Halloween briefly.
Before faves, can we talk about Halloween?
Yeah. Okay. Because your stories, whoever's house you were at that had a freaking.
I know. Did you see that floating
world
ghost?
Of Halloween set up?
Uh huh.
I was mesmerized. I hit my finger on that story so that I could just pause.
Mm hmm.
Did the homeowner set this up? How much time do they have? Mm-hmm. When did they do it? Wow.
So we went trick-or-treating in our old neighborhood. And so they're like large lots. So they have big front yard space to like make a whole scene, you know?
Unreal.
So they had a fog machine. They had all their purple, like black light kind of vibes going. They had spooky, scary things. And I remember, because this was the street that we lived on before. So I remember they've always done like bigger for Halloween than Christmas even. But I think they do good at Christmas. But this year, I have never seen this at any other house. It was like it must have been attached to a string, but you could not see the string. And it was like a floating ghost with a lit up head that was like floating around their yard, 15 feet in the air. It was crazy. It was I don't know. That was really cool. There was another house that was so cute. They had a popcorn thing set up so the kids would trick-or-treat, but then they got their popcorn. I loved trick-or-treating in that neighborhood. When we did it, we lived there for two Halloweens, but because the houses are so, they're mostly on acre lots. So your little legs, I mean, the kids were little when we lived there. Yeah. You're going to three houses and you've walked a mile, you know?
Yep.
So we didn't really do, and also they were like little. So it was more for the parent. When they're little, it's more for the parents, you know?
Right.
The kids don't know what's going on. So we didn't really like get to enjoy it. I'm not kidding. I felt like I was on, I felt like, I told them, I said, I feel like I'm on drugs right now.
So
I've never
happy.
Been on drugs,
euphoric.
But I was, it was like, yes, I felt like I was vibrating.
Yes.
Watching all the little kids out in the neighborhood. And then our kids, you know, there was the four of them running up to the door, and Mac at every house, I don't know if this is appropriate or not. I thought it was adorable. So at every house, I'll play you. And they're running up. They're running up. They're going up. And he's opening the door. See if you can hear it, Max. Did you hear him?
If he came up to my little door.
Or and he's in his Travis Kelce outfit with his helmet.
I would have.
And then, of course, and then he says,
that up.
He says,
Thank you.
So he was very polite, and the guy giggled, but he said that at every house, and him and this little boy, Mac is, if people have met Mac is a 101. This guy is, his energy is just another level, and like very physical, you know, if he could, he scales. He's just going to probably be an adrenaline junkie. And most boys are a little more chill than Mac, but this other kid that he is with, they are two peas in a pod. The second we showed up to this house, immediately they go out back. They start playing baseball. They play soccer. They play football. Yeah. He fell and got all muddy. He's like, Mom, can you wipe my pants off? I'm like, dude, you're a football player. You look legit. You just went out for a pass. Like,
that's so cute.
You know?
Yeah.
Then they're wrestling. They're just wrestling. Then we go, you know, they're playing, whatever. We go trick-or-treating. We come back immediately, playing, wrestling all night. Until like 11 o'clock, they were
going.
We pulled a late one, but they didn't ever slow. And they stop for a minute. They watch a show for like 30 minutes. And then the next thing we know, they get up and they're wrestling and tumbling. It is so fun. So to watch those two and like one would run to the room like Mac or Sayers, whatever. So that little dynamic, like watching them. And then we have the older girls that are very well matched, but they're like rule followers, law abiding citizens, you know. And then we're with this family and the vibes on the streets. I couldn't believe the guy that we were with was playing a song and the wife Erica was like, no, next song. I'm like, honestly, nothing can kill my vibe. And I'm like dancing. It's like a slow song. Yes. I'm like, whatever, do whatever you want. I just couldn't. It was crazy. I was floating.
Oh, I love it.
I was floating. Yeah, that's actually it was going to be my rave.
We'll just do raves now.
Yeah, I trick or treating, man.
I couldn't have been happier last night too.
Like even with this. Okay, tell us about you guys.
Well, it just the buzz in the air, the excitement, the nostalgia too. Mm-hmm. I remember the feeling of like, oh my gosh, you wait for these holidays feel so big. Mm-hmm. You only get to do them one time a year.
Yeah.
And we had some family come over. We had an orange dinner, mac and cheese, peaches, carrots. We put like some crunchy chips or Doritos, you know, nacho cheese out.
On the mac and cheese or,
Mm-hmm. You know, we had chili going for the adults. And it just was like, I don't know, the buzz and the electricity in the air. And I feel like the other thing that was a relief for me is Halloween, fall, end of month and end of quarters are really, really, really busy for me at work. Yeah. And so it's not always super fun to go from a very busy work day to convert right into a
fun
lot
mode.
Going on with dinner and with this and with that. And I've overextended myself in years past on the dinner, which did not matter because people don't want to really sit down and eat. They want to get out there. And so this year we like planned better. There wasn't as hardly anything to do. Things were pretty dialed right after work. We got the kids home. Anyway, that part was better. I didn't have any feelings of overwhelm, which for me is a really big deal. And that really added a lot to my personal enjoyment. I have fun every Halloween, but that was nice. And little Ben was so cute. You know, can we go ahead and get our costumes on? And then he looked at me and it was so cute. He said, I can't believe we get to go trick-or-treating. Like he was just grateful, you know? Mm-hmm. And Ellie was so stoked. And at the last minute, she said she didn't want to be a Grogu. She wanted to be a princess and wear silly socks, which I was like,
oh,
good for you, girl, to like, you know, what you want to do.
Yeah, like, don't just go with the flow.
Yeah, be what you want. So I'll send you a picture of all of us.
We did not get a single freaking family photo. Can you believe it?
I just texted it to you. But then we get out there. It's dumping rain, umbrellas.
Oh, my.
Windy. The wind was blasting so much that it flipped the umbrellas, you know, and the kids.
I can't even listen to what you're saying because this picture is.
It's good, right?
So happy. Good.
Yeah.
Ellie's face. You and Ellie have matching faces of just absolute joy. And then I can't see Chris and Ben's faces because they're wearing Matt. Well, who should I say? Who's this guy? And then Yoda.
Yeah.
Whoever these two people are, they're wearing their masks.
Star Wars
so I can't
people.
See. They're Star Wars people. But I can feel the energy of this photo. Mm-hmm. And Yoda, Ben, is holding up his little bucket like he's ready to go. Ah! And okay, so anyway, the umbrella's flipping inside out.
The kids did not even mention the rain. They're unfazed. Mm-hmm. It's just so cute to see their little bodies marching up to each house, the little interactions to get the candy, right? Mm-hmm. The excitement. Ellie's all in.
Yeah.
Their legs worked a lot better this year. Like we were out there for a long time. They didn't want to stop. At one point, it was getting really, really cold. Ellie's hands were freezing. And we had them bundled up, but they didn't want their costumes covered that much. That was the whole thing.
Right.
But Chris took Ellie back. And then it was just Ben and I. We stayed out there for a while, just like the two of us.
Mm-hmm. And did the grandmas stay back and give out candy?
They took rotations. So they like one of them was with us for a while, and then they tapped the other one out. So there was always someone like passing out candy. And then everyone was back for a while, and it was just me and Ben out there. And he just kept wanting to go. And it is like, it felt, there was something about the wind, the cold, and the rain where it actually felt like spooky, but still everybody was out. I loved the different mm-hmm. Like there was houses blasting Halloween music outside, just everything about it. And there's Ben's kindergarten did a nice job of and I don't know if every kindergarten does this, if this is just like a thing or not, but I really appreciate it that they planned to put people who live in the same neighborhood in the same kindergarten class to make it just really extra supportive.
Oh my gosh. They did that?
They looked up like the streets. And so there's a cohort of kids in his neighborhood that are all in his same class. And so we would like pass them on the streets and then we kind of join their group. And it just makes it really awesome. I just thought that was so cool.
Incredible.
The principal to do. Yeah.
And every school really should, because that does make it a very different experience in the neighborhood than with the kids.
Yeah, because they like, he just knows he's got his buddies from his class.
Oh my gosh, how genius.
In here. And there's only like five or something, but it's awesome.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was really cool. And then we came home, organized the candy. Mm-hmm. The kind of candy that we got the most of this year was interesting. It's Kit Kat. And obviously that's a huge one, but that was like probably triple the amount of any other kind of candy we did.
Whoa.
And we did not get many Starburst at all. Only two out of probably 100 pieces of candy, if not more.
Whoa. Wow.
We're doing rant and rave now. So much candy.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Plus we overbought for what we were going to give to trick-or-treaters. So we have
a
actual
bunch
cauldron. Plus the kids got more than ever this year because they, you know, increased the volume, the time, the commitment,
they
everything.
For it. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So is that your rave?
Rant. What the
hell? I'm just kidding.
Do we deal with it all?
I don't know. Well, I've heard about the Switch Witch.
But then what do you do when you switch it out?
One time my nail tech, when I had my like an appointment with her or whatever, and she goes, if you have any extra candy you don't want to bring it, and so I brought it to her and then she gave it away or whatever.
Yeah,
obviously when you go into an op, when I used to work in an office, I would just take it in there and they would take it, but I wonder if you could like drop it off to maybe Ben's school or like somewhere. I mean, that's what I loved about the nail tech, or like a hair, any place that has that like front bowl, like that they can give it away to their clients or something, or you can just throw it away. Because it's all toxic and poison anyway.
True.
You know? So.
Just wasteful.
If you want. It is wasteful.
All of it.
But so are we as human beings.
True.
Yeah.
True.
So, I don't know. Oh. Okay. All right. You know, candy isn't great for your gut. Here's something that is. We're talking, of course, about the Ritual Symbiotic Plus. It's got your 3-in-1 supplement of clinically studied pre, pro, and postbiotics to support a balanced gut microbiome with daily use. It seems like everything is connected to your gut microbiome. I certainly know. Actually, I talked about it on Patreon this week. My brain chemistry felt a little off this week because of the candy. And I talked about how your gut is connected to your brain. And so I notice that sometimes I feel a little more blue or ragey when I don't eat well. But I always, without fail, every single day, take a probiotic. I take it on an empty stomach. It's like the first thing that I do. And I love the Ritual one specifically because it features two of the world's most clinically studied probiotic strains to support gut and digestive health. And it's designed with the delayed release capsule to help reach the colon, not just the stomach, an ideal place for probiotics to survive and grow. One daily pop of mint-scented capsule for simple, streamlined gut support. It's vegan-friendly, formulated without GMOs, major allergens, animal products, no shady fillers or artificial colors. It's just all the good stuff. And I feel like it's, you know, probiotics and prebiotics, those, it can be a little unsexy. You don't know if you need it. But if you start taking it, you will feel a difference. Oh, yeah. And Ritual has been my favorite.
So get your gut going. Support a balanced gut microbiome with Ritual Symbiotic Plus. Get 25% off your first month at ritual.com/sip. That's 25% off at ritual.com/sip. Happy squatting.
Good. The happy squatting at the end is so funny to me.
Well, we've done this ad so many times that sometimes I don't look at the intros, and they, and like, I just noticed even with BetterHelp, they must have changed it to gratitude or something this time. So sometimes I just like free flow, and I, and then, so happy squatting, they must have said like, we should talk about poop, which I didn't do in the intro. But probiotics, I mean, this symbiotic, it does help you. It helps keep you regular. That's what I think a lot of people actually like it for.
Yeah.
Because it keeps things going and flowing. Okay.
All right.
Favorite. Yes. So a couple of weeks ago, I went over to this the house that we were at last night for her Halloween. Yes, we're recording this on after Halloween. We're a little early here for when you guys are listening to it. But last night I was over there, and she made this spicy margarita. Ooh. And she made it a couple of weeks ago at the, when I was over, when I went to the gala thing, and it was so good. So I asked, she made it again last night because I'm obsessed. And I asked her what's in it. She said, it's like a whole thing of margarita mix, two cans of pineapple juice, and then she blends up a jalapeno. So there's a little bit of pulp in it, which I kind of love. Mitt puts that all together. And then she sliced and fermented Fresno chilies, put them in vodka. So it's kind of like a spicy margarita, but with vodka. So she puts that in, and it was, you know how pepper to pepper, it changes the heat. Mm-hmm. So it was very spicy last night. I could not get enough. It was so good. And John's normally, he's like just a kind of a standard beer guy.
Beer guy.
Mm-hmm. I'm always, if there's a spicy marg on the menu, especially if it's a craft cocktail, I don't usually do it if they use like a sweet and sour mix. Mm-hmm. But if there's a spicy margarita on the menu, I'm ordering it.
Yep.
And I, if they're really good, I'll have him try it, and because he likes them. He ended up having a couple last night because they were so freaking good. So I don't know if I have like the exact ratios, but I want to try it. And then I also want to bring back the one that I've talked about before. It's now called Tijuana Spa Water. It used to be called something else, Vita La Verde or something. Remember, it's you blend cilantro, jalapeno, pineapple, and mint, and then you strain it to get the pulp out of it. And you put that with either tequila or vodka and a little bit of lime juice and some simple syrup. Do you remember when I've talked about this? Mm-hmm. It's now my Christmas drink because it's green, but it is so fresh.
Yes.
I serve it. I do it every Christmas now, and I serve it with a little strawberry garnish with a marshmallow on top, like a little Santa hat. And that's like a little Christmas, whatever. Yeah. But anyway, it was very reminiscent of that. So I'm going to make that for her. But that was delicious. So that's the best thing that I've sipped.
Yum.
We use, and I think I bought it last year, a couple years ago, but one of my favorite products that I found yesterday again is the Hair Blinger. Have you heard of that?
No.
I feel like it was a couple of years ago.
Okay.
It kind of had a viral moment, but it's this little plastic disc, and there's, I'll bring it for Taylor because we can bling out our hair. Basically, I got it on Amazon. It's like, type in hair blinger, and you put a little strand of hair in there and you clamp the disc closed, and it leaves back a rhinestone. So you just kind of like bling out your hair.
Fun.
It is so fun. Ellie would love it. Fun. Like if she's in her princess era or whatever, but if you guys go, it's just like a fun little thing. So I put it all over Rev's hair yesterday.
How do you get them out?
They come, I mean, then they, she showered last night, and they came out immediately. Yeah. It barely even had to, it was, yeah. So that's one of my favorite products. And then I'm a dry shampoo connoisseur. I shower every day, pretty much, I think. I would say, 29 days of the month, maybe. Some days I might skip it, but I don't wash my hair. I only wash my hair maybe 3 or 4 times a month. So I rely on dry shampoo. Several months ago, I saw this influencer show this K18 Biomimetic Hair Science Air Wash dry shampoo. And it sold out. Have you heard of Alex Earle?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the influencer. Call her daddy. Yeah, kind of. That's Alex Cooper.
Oops.
But she has her own podcast, Unwell or something. Like she started her own podcast thing. And Alex Earl is a podcast under her. So there's two Alexes. But this girl has several. I think she has like 8 million followers on TikTok and then like 3 or 4.
Is she dating a football person?
She is.
Okay. I got it.
Yes. And she looks fake. She's so... Yeah. I think she's stunningly beautiful, but I also think her personality is fun, which is probably why she's as famous as she is. Yeah. Anyway, it was her that talked about it. So when a massive influencer talks about a product, and it could have been sponsored, I don't know, but it sells out. So it's been sold out and it's back in stock. I finally got my hands on it and I love it because it's not an aerosol spray and it's not a powder. It's actually liquid. It's like a liquid. Ooh. So that's why it's called, well, air wash, wash. It's like a wash. So I just put it on. As Colleen's like, what are you spraying in your hair? And I was like, this stuff. So I got it on Amazon. You can get it anywhere. But this K18 air wash, it really does like refresh your hair and kind of gives some good volume to that.
Nice.
And I think those are my only three.
Okay.
That's what I came with.
Okay. I'm seeing it on Amazon. I love it when it's available on Amazon.
That's where I got mine.
Okay. I have some show recommendations.
Hey, and wait, question. Before you go there. When you said, I love it on Amazon, I said, I love it. I also hate it that we buy everything on Amazon.
Sure.
Randomly, the other day when I was in Florida, we were talking about trillionaires.
Okay.
And my little sister was like, isn't Jeff Bezos a trillionaire? And I'm like, no, I don't think there's any trillionaires. So I Googled it. There's no trillionaires to date. Okay. But Elon Musk is projected to be the first trillionaire by 2028 or 2027. A trillionaire.
That's crazy.
And no Bezos is on there, but he's not until like 2030 something. But Bezos is Musk is growing by 110% every year or something like that. His net worth. Isn't that? What do you even do? What is anyone doing with $1 trillion? No one, I don't even know how much that is. Like, you know what I mean? How are you?
No one should be that rich.
No one should be that rich. Just anyway, okay.
Shouldn't.
That was just
it just shouldn't.
No, side note. Not especially when they're not good people.
Capped, but like, that's just...
No yeah, there should be a maximum insane. Amount and then the rest goes into getting clean
like
water
the game
to
is
humans.
Broken if mm-hmm. that's the result.
Because, and also, if I was gonna give someone that money, I would want it to be, like, I feel like the Gates are very philanthropic and like... Donate
they don't
a lot
want
of money.
Their money. They do, but right. They're like, we shouldn't have this much money.
Right. So I feel like it needs to be, if you're going to make someone that wealthy, and even Taylor, she's a billionaire. She donates so, like, people don't talk as much about that, but every city she goes to, she donates an immense amount. Did you hear she generated, it was an insane amount in just New Orleans. I don't want to get it wrong, but in their economic.
Yeah.
Economic impact. It was like, oh man, multi $500 million or something like that.
Oh my God.
Yes. Brings in an estimated $500 million to New Orleans for just performing 3 shows. Anyway, good people doing things. Okay. Mm-hmm. Continue with your faves.
Okay. Shows. I got show recommendations.
Oh, good. Because we're in a rut.
These are not A-plus shows by like a critical rating. Like they're not going to win awards. Mm-hmm. But I am finding them to be very just entertaining. Okay.
Yeah.
So, and there's a lot to be said for like entertaining an audience rating of just when you watch this, it's like, okay, this isn't the best acting. This isn't the best storyline. But why am I just, I can't wait to watch it because it's perfect for
right
now. Okay. Nobody Wants This on Netflix.
Oh, mm-hmm.
It has Kristen Bell in it. And I don't know who her counterstar is, but
isn't
but
it like Adam
famous.
Brody or something? Yeah. People are like, my old crush is coming back.
Yeah. Someone like that. So it's about their relationship. It starts like episode one. He breaks up from a very committed relationship that was like on the verge of engagement. And she hasn't like kept a relationship for that long, and she has a podcast with her bestie, and her bestie is her sister. And when I hear them banter, I'm like, okay, like I mm-hmm. love watching it for them mm-hmm. too, mm-hmm. and how it makes me think about us. Mm-hmm. But they get together, and when it's the title, Nobody Wants This, it's Nobody Wants Their Relationship. So it kind of feels like them against the world.
Mm-hmm.
He's a rabbi, right? And her mm-hmm. podcast is like very sex. Not holy. Yes. Yeah.
Kind of like a call. It seems like a call her daddy kind of vibe. Podcast, yes. You know?
And anyway, but it's not like overt that it's like they go through all these trials and tribulations all the time. It's like kind of real themes played out in are these things going to break them up? But their relationship through it all is like very healthy and very respectful. And like they're such a strong unit that they're like, anyway, it's awesome. And it's kind of a feel good. There's not, there's just enough drama, but nothing crazy. Mm-hmm. And it's not the kind of show that I would normally like because it's kind of rom-com-y.
Yes.
And kind of fluffy and kind of a little bit Hallmark. And yet it is so good.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed it. Even Chris was like, he's like, I did not care to watch this.
Yep.
And he enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. Okay. The other one that does have more drama, Tell Me Lies on Hulu. Have you heard about this?
Mm-hmm. People have recommended. I feel like I have heard about it, but I haven't watched it.
We just started this. There's two seasons of it. It is darker, but still entertaining and just enough drama. And yeah, it's good. It's like, in a, also a kind of a weird way, it gives nostalgia because of how many of the scenes are set, seems like around a similar time frame of when we went to college. Mm-hmm. Like they have like Blackberries and stuff. Like it's just, I don't know, it's cool.
Okay.
And I like it. And it's very entertaining. So those are my two show recommendations for right now. I think they're great for fall in different ways.
Yeah.
Okay. I have recommended sleepwear in the past that is satin. And they have been like on Amazon, like a shirt and bottom combo, like shorts and tank satin. Yeah. And I've pivoted to like satin nightgowns. And the reason why is you don't have to deal with shorts and they're just very comfortable to sleep in, almost like a second skin. Like you don't have anything like on your waistline at all. And
right.
I find them to be so comfortable and I love them. And I've tried a couple out actually. And a lot of them have like crisscross backs. Which then there's two different strap adjustments. And if they get, I don't like having to fuss with the length of something too much or just even when I go to put it on a crisscross back, you kind of have to slightly, these just like little things, but you have to make sure you get it right. Like, I don't know. It's just a little bit, I don't know. The best one that I found is like a really economical price point is H&M. Black satin nightgown. It's your basic satin nightgown for $20.
Wow. Okay.
And I've bought a few of them just so I can wear them every night. Mm-hmm. Simple back, simple nightgown, perfect length, perfect size.
Good discovery.
And it's great. So that's my recommendation there. Ben's favorite book right now is a book called What Should Danny Do?
Oh.
And do you have this one?
We do. Well, we have one of them. I think it's like a series, but we have one of them.
Okay, so these are popular.
And they have What Would Darla Do, too, I think.
They do?
Girls.
Okay, they're cool, like, choose-your-own-adventure books, basically, for kids, that boils down to something will happen to Danny. Like, he gets the plate that he doesn't want for breakfast. And should he express his feelings, or should he scream that he wants the plate, you know? And it's been really interesting, because, like, Ben, we would start the book out, and he'd only wanted to make the good choices. And I would be like, can I make the choices this time? And I made the bad choices, like just to see what would happen or the different choices. I won't call them bad, but like different choices. And it's the whole point of the book is you empowering kids of like, you have the power to choose.
Yeah.
And let's see what happens if we make different choices, like for Danny, not them, for Danny, and just see what happens to Danny. And Ben's been just like fascinated by it. And we've been trying to tie it in like throughout the day of empowering where he will do something like, and I will tell him like, hey, you can continue to do that.
Yeah.
That is your choice. You can continue to do
that. That's your choice. Yes.
But let me help you understand like what will happen and let's think about different choices that could lead to different things. So it's been like a helpful thing to have like as a framework at this age. So that's been great. Then the last thing is, you remember how I was ranting about how hard it was to find a doctor?
Yeah.
Because I was calling into hospitals, which was just my, I was like, this is just where doctors live. That's where I need to go, like get a general doctor. But then it was like, I don't know if this is an organ crisis or a national crisis or what, if it is even a crisis as much as a trend of the doctors are like leaving hospitals here.
Yeah.
And so then through just
like
making,
to go like to get their own practice, or they're like not working
private
anymore?
Clinics.
Okay. Okay.
So
okay.
That's what I learned through calling all these things. And then someone gave me a number for a private clinic.
Yeah.
I called the private clinic. Do you take my insurance? Because that's, there's something about private clinic to me that reads expensive, or yeah, just we're privatizing this. So, so what is this bad? Like I just, something that was in
it's
my
interesting
association.
Because I've never ever gone to a doctor at a hospital aside from like delivery.
Really?
Yes. I've only ever gone to private clinics.
Well, so I called one of these private clinics and lots of doctors, lots of availability, and
wow,
got, and it was like a mix between a Zoom care and a hospital, like no wait, right on time, got wow back there, met with my doctor for the, for my new doctor who I yeah love. She's a mom as a 5-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Okay.
She's like, I whoa wish that I could just treat women. And I like at this age all the time, we went through the list. I was like, I got a thyroid thing. I want to be on top of my blood sugar because I had gestational diabetes. Mm-hmm. Like we went through it, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I had anxiety. Liked her bedside manner. She was treat like,
oh, she's like, let's go through your list. She's like, we'll run your labs today. We'll get you a flu shot today. Like, da, mm-hmm, da, 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 da. Mm-hmm. And I, and it's like, we were both like getting shit done mode for each yeah other. Like not, you know, for me, she was doing it for me, but it right was awesome. I got everything checked, everything, all my labs back, all my flu shot done. She recommended, and she's like, you know, and she wasn't like recommending. She was like, with your anxiety and your overwhelm, she was like, you can explore. There are medications that can help with this.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you don't need to be ashamed to talk about it. All these things.
Mm-hmm.
I got one filled and I don't know if I'm going to take it. I'm thinking about it. I'm doing research. There is a stigma. There is fear for me about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want side effects, and I don't want, like, there's just things I don't want to introduce, or like, I'm not sure, but it's I have it and I have the choice and I'm doing research. Yeah. And it just was nice to like, it was just nice to talk to her. And it was nice to have, cause also for those, like if you're 40, you should be getting your mammogram. Like this is a breast cancer for women is like a real thing, and we should be getting mammograms earlier. And like, so just having that,
yeah,
knowing that like I'm going to see her next year and get that done. And just anyway, this is a
that
thing
feels really productive too, to yes have, because that's a lot of things on the list. And it, I feel like when it comes to medical stuff, it can feel really overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
Like, where do I start? Well, I don't even have time. So I'm yeah just going to keep grinding through, yes, you know? So that feels, and it is nice to be like, you can have this if you want. It's an option. It's not a requirement, but why don't you have it just in yes case, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't remember. Are you comfortable sharing? Are you on one or no?
I'm not. I was on one when I was pregnant with Mac, and then for like 6 months postpartum, and then I came off of it. I feel like it did help, but I do more like, I do more CBD, like plant medicine now is what I'm exploring. So that's why I was doing the, actually, you, I don't know if microdosing like psilocybin would, I know that that can help rewire brain chemistry when it comes to depression. I'm curious to see, because you can't feel anything, right? I don't feel yeah anything, but it's, that might be something that you would, could explore too. I did feel really good. I only did one 30-day challenge, and then I want to do another 30-day because I did feel really good when I was on it. And I'm more interested in that than pharmaceuticals.
Mm-hmm.
But I have no shame around yeah it at all. Zero. Because I yeah feel like it is, if someone is a diabetic, there's no shame around insulin. If someone has cancer, there's no shame yeah around chemo. Like, there just shouldn't be shame around a need where your body is lacking something that gives you health and like a quality of life. So mental health is health. It's
yeah
sucks that there's a stigma around it. I think it's worth trying the pharmaceutical. I just didn't know if I needed it anymore. And it was that's, really hard to come off of.
Yeah, that's where I'm kind of at, so is do I need it?
Mm-hmm.
And the side effects piece actually frightens me. And that's, but I also know some people, family history and stuff I've seen.
Yeah. So some people don't take it like for anxiety, I feel like. Some people don't take it every day. They take it as needed. Like if there's just a day or a something, yeah, an event or whatever, where you're like, I can't quiet my brain today, then they'll take it like,
yeah,
you know, on a one-off. So that could be something you do too, I think. I don't know.
If you have tried, so the specific ones she recommended, or she recommended a few, and I bupropion or something. Oh, if you've okay. had it, you'll Never know it. Email me at youcansipwithus@gmail.com. And mm-hmm. if you have an experience with that you'd like to share. Funny enough, she was like, one of the effects of this sometimes can be more anxiety. And I'm like, well, that's not, but you can always stop, you know, you can always stop it. But
why? That's so, see, and that's the kind of stuff that I'm like, what? Why is that a possibility?
Because everyone's different and everyone's bodies interacts different with medications. Yeah. And it's sometimes hard to get right. And I just want to be really, I have some things that probably I don't need to hold on to or carry or project onto this situation for myself, but here we are. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we can't help.
Ding, 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 ding. Okie dokie. Listen, I know we've all tried ways to feel good, especially after a night of drinks. I found something that actually works. It's a pre-alcohol probiotic from the brand Z-Biotics. Listen, their probiotic was invented by PhD scientists to tackle rough mornings after drinking. Here's how it works. When you drink, alcohol gets converted into a toxic byproduct in the gut. It's this byproduct, not dehydration, that's to blame for your rough next day. Pre-alcohol produces an enzyme to break this byproduct down. This is a proactive solution that wards off feeling miserable the next day instead of a reactive approach, like drinking electrolytes or eating greasy food. I sometimes get like, I love Z-Biotics because sometimes I get worried about drinking. Like I don't bounce back the next day like I used to. There's a lot of responsibilities we have in this stage of life. I'm either like, okay, am I going to have a great night tonight or am I going to have a great day the next day?
Yeah.
I love having the best of both. Okay. And that's what's so nice about Z-Biotics. When I take it out, I share it with friends. It's a gift that gives on to the people that I love.
Yeah. But I took it to Florida with me and I gave it to on game day, you know, because you know, you're going to be drinking. I gave it to all of us. And
yes.
It really does work.
I notice a difference the next day and it helps me be able to relax and not worry and have a good time. It is the first thing I drink before I have my drinks.
I kept hearing about this pre-alcohol and wondered what it was like. And now that I've tried it, I get why everyone talks about it. And with the GMO technology, Z-Biotics is continuing to invent probiotics that will help with everyday challenges of modern living. Go to zbiotics.com/sip to learn more and get 15% off your first order when you use SIP at checkout. Z-Biotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Remember to head to zbiotics.com/sip and use the code SIP at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, Z-Biotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times.
We burned our rant and rave earlier.
We did.
Didn't we?
Did you burn your rave? I burned my rant and you burned. No, I burned my rave and you burned your rant.
My rave? No, I didn't. I was just glancing down. My rave.
Should I rant?
We were rave. Yeah, rant.
I'll rant first and then we can end on a rave.
Okay.
I was going to rant about politics and just how messy and heavy it all feels. And I thought we don't need more of that. So I thought, what else bugged me this week? And let me tell you what bugs me.
What else bugged you?
Tracking flights, trying to get a flight somewhere. So I've been looking. I'm knowing since March or something that we're going to Vancouver to see Taylor.
Yes.
I've been checking flights. But I don't know exactly when, exactly if we were going to go on Friday, come back Monday, Saturday, whatever. And I'm like playing around. So I'm tracking flights. All of a sudden, boom, it's $1 million now. And I'm like, frick. But it is for me, it's always, I like to find, I'm like Chris, I like to find a good deal.
Yes.
I like to do my due diligence.
Yes.
So I'm hunting and pecking and I'm doing the Tuesday searches and the Wednesday searches because those are supposed to be the cheapest times. And I'm checking different airports and different times. And if I shift it by day, I'm just trying to find the best deal that I can. Right. And I just feel like there's been so many moving pieces with this Taylor thing. But even if it's not Taylor, sometimes I have a hard time pulling the trigger.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's like an avocado ripening. Not ripe, not ripe. Now it's rotten, right? You have like a 30-minute window to eat it or it's done. Yep. I feel like that's what's happening with the flight. It was like, for me, I think it was like $200 per ticket, like $150 to fly round trip. It's cheap. Now $1,400 for both of us. No. I know. So I'm like, shit, what do I do? So there's airports around there, but like the other one that can get a direct flight, it's like an hour north of Seattle. And John's brother, I don't know if I told you this, but John's brother and Jesse are coming.
Oh, fun. Are they going to go to the concert?
Yes. That will be a very good addition because, you know, Jess is like the best time. So they're coming and they're flying into Seattle. I think because he prefers to use American and American doesn't. That was the other thing. So there was a time that I was going to book it and I was on the page to book it and I put our info in and then it's like, what your passport number? What's your passport? And I'm like, damn, I don't want to get up and go dig through our safe.
Yeah.
Go, you know, so I'm like, abort mission. I didn't want to have to take that extra step.
That's right. So, passports. We got to make sure our passports are good.
Yeah. You got to check your passports. Put it on the list. So then I didn't do it, whatever. So I think because he likes to fly American, he has status with them. They're going to Seattle, but that's like a 4-hour drive from Seattle to, well, maybe it depends on the time of day, Seattle to Vancouver. So I'm like, I don't know if I want to fly and then drive for 4 hours, you know?
Yeah.
So now I'm looking at another airport, Everett.
Okay.
And that has a direct flight, cheap. It's about an hour north, but still 2.5 hours from Vancouver. It's like, is it worth it to pay $1,000 more to fly direct into Vancouver? Or should I save the money and fly into, you know, and then drive?
Drive.
I don't, it's just like.
I know.
Anyway.
I know. Yeah, and I hope the other consideration that isn't a consideration is weather. I hope that it's fine. I was thinking about that the other day. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh man. Because in my mind, I was like feeling empowered by, because we're driving.
Yeah.
I was feeling empowered by that. Of like, cool. Like,
you're not tied to any. Yeah.
Yes. We just can get there. And it's not a crazy drive.
Yeah.
But then I thought, shoot, what if there's like a weather event?
Well, I asked
something like that.
You know, Allie, who lives there.
Yeah.
She said it's not common that there is snow that early in December.
I think it's more cold. January, February is when
she said it's cold, but we probably won't see snow. Yes.
Yeah.
So I feel, I mean, the weather is crazy.
From Portland there, it's like major highway, almost the entire way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I think you'll be fine because it is early. It's pretty early in December.
It's just, you know what creeps in is fear because you don't want anything to like disrupt this.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, you don't. You can't. We can't.
Yeah. My rave is the last couple weeks, the house has been like periodically sick. We've been like phases of sick.
Yeah. Sniffle
and
season.
And it's hard on everybody when there's tiredness, when there's like really like it's just hard. Not when everyone's not operating at their best. But lately, it makes me feel grateful for when there's smooth patches. Mm-hmm. So we are, knock on wood, in a nice, smooth patch of healthy, of like, it's just been easier parenting. Yep. I also feel like the last couple of days I've had good quality time with each kid, with Chris, I went to dinner with my aunt, which was my mom, which was like really nice, just us. And then this weekend, I'm going with my family to a beach weekend celebrating the end, hopefully, of this part of radiation for my dad. We're finally celebrating that at a really nice beach house. We're really looking forward to. It's just going to be cards and games and football and time together, which is what life's all about. So just feel grateful, which is a nice way to feel beginning of November.
Yeah.
Isn't that nice?
Way to kick it off. That is nice.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, we're grateful for all of you. No matter who is president, we'll be back here next Tuesday and we'll keep it light.
You can sit with us always. Always.
Always. And we will see you next Tuesday.
Bye.
What more you can sit with us? How about another round of your favorite podcast? We
sign me up.
Same.
Join us for another round over on Patreon. That's where we give you the down and dirty. We get raw and real. We raw dog it over there.
Oh, yeah. Every Friday, at least, we drop Friday episodes over on Patreon and additional content. It's all ad-free. You can sign up. Go to Patreon, patreon.com/ You Can Sip With Us, or download the Patreon app and search You Can Sip With Us. Become a patron. $5, guys.
It's $5 a month. I mean, just give up your latte one day. One day out of 30 days, boom, paid for.
Yeah. Yeah. Totes, kabotes. Do it. We'll see you over there.
KCO.
Every Friday,
love
guys.
Love you.
Bye.
You're our crew. Bye.